Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to twchealth.com/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to twc.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. I'm Lou Dobbs, and welcome to the Great America Show. Thanks for being with us today. We're talking with John Eastman. He is in the midst of the lawfare assault on honest attorneys, judges, and prosecutors, if indeed there are any remaining in the country. It's hard to tell right now. Certainly, they're not in D.C. in great prominence. We're talking to John about what has been a ruling in California that is effectively a disbarment. He has the right of appeal, but nonetheless, what the state of California is doing is being done in jurisdictions, if you can call them that, in blue centers all over the country, where the Democrat Party, the Marxist Dems, are in charge of the judges, the prosecutors. It is absolutely a moment that will live for a long time in our history in this country because of the inequity, the outright corruption. We're delighted to welcome to the show John Eastman. And John, thanks for being with us here, especially given everything that you're going through right now. You know, God bless you. And we're praying for you and for the Republic, by the way. Your thoughts as we sit down here today and as we begin.
Well, Lou, let me first say, back before Christmas, the LA Times wanted to do a feature story on me, a human interest story about how devastated I was and how it's destroying my family and all that. I said, I don't know where you're getting that. We're in the middle of a fight of our lifetime to decide whether freedom is going to survive in this country or not. And for whatever reason, I've been cast in a leading role on the front lines of that fight. I can't imagine anything more important for me to be doing. And it's precisely because I've got the academic and political credentials, the legal credentials to fight against this, perhaps as well as anybody in the country, that they're going after me so hard. So it's a little bit like my old professor said, if you're not catching incoming flak, you're not over the target. I guess I'm not only right over the target, but I've got weapons that they're very afraid of. And that's the truth.
Well, the truth in this instance has been ignored for what is now 9 years when it comes to President Trump and the political persecution of a presidential candidate, a president, and then a former president. We are in the ninth year of that political persecution. We started out with the Russian hoax in various forms. It was dismissed. It has been it's been codified. It has been firmly established that all of that was nothing more than a conspiracy against the president of the United States carried out by the deep state, the Marxist Dems, the Democratic National Committee and League with the Clinton campaign. You know all of it. You lived it. And yet here we are, and the national left-wing media, the corporate media, the legacy media, they still haven't got the guts to acknowledge the truth. The Washington Post and the New York Times are still clutching those Pulitzers that they won for lying through their teeth.
It was the greatest political scandal in our nation's history. Hillary Clinton laundered money through her law firm to pay for a phony dossier that was then used by our government to obtain a FISA warrant on the opposing political campaign. They did that. They spied on him while he was a candidate. They continued to spy on him while after he was elected, and they continued to spy on him after he was inaugurated and became their boss. Biggest political scandal in our nation's history. And they doctored evidence in order to get that FISA warrant. And none of them, you know, have paid any consequence at all for that, except for a slight slap on the hand by the guy that actually doctored the evidence. But the rest of them are off scat free. This is a scandal of monumental proportions. And anyone that is trying to talk about it or talk about the subsequent scandal of the illegality in the 2020 election, they're the ones that are going that people are going after, like me. And, you know, there's an old adage, English common law of seditious libel, it was called. If you criticize the government, you could be prosecuted. And truth was not a defense, because if what you were saying about the government was true, that was more harmful. The old line was, the greater the truth, the greater the libel. Our First Amendment was written in large part to prevent that. And yet that's what we have readopted.
It is without question. I mean, it is absolutely apt. It is four square on this issue. And because of all that you've done for President Trump, defending President Trump, and speaking out in the moment in which, you know, history will be written for years, you are the enemy of the People's Republic of California. I mean, how can those attorneys, whether they're serving as judges, whether they're serving as prosecutors, part of the Bar Association, whatever, they're filthy liars, they're corrupt. How can they look themselves in the face? I don't care about their zealotry, their zeal for their ideological Marxism, but this is madness, sheer madness.
It's insane. They gave me an investigatory letter, which after the complaint had been filed against me, and it said, you have no evidence of any of the things you said. You know, give us every bit of evidence you have for every speech you made, for every media interview you did, for every line in every brief you filed. And I did. I gave them tens of thousands of pages of documents supporting, and they filed the charges anyway. And then we went through the most expensive and longest bar disciplinary proceeding in history. It lasted over 10 weeks, cost me upwards of $750,000. But it was the first time that the evidence had actually been placed in a court record. And then they ignore it. They doctored, by the way, the attorneys going against me doctored a quotation from a court decision to make the decision appear as if it said something dealing with the Electoral Count Act's constitutionality. This was a critical part of my legal analysis. And they said the day before I was making these claims, the court had already ruled the Electoral Count Act was constitutional. They doctored that quotation. It did not say the Electoral Count Act. That was not even at issue in the case. It was state statutes delegating authority to governors to certify elections. And they doctored it and they submitted it to the court in a formal pleading, an overt misrepresentation of the court. The very kind of thing they are falsely accusing me of having done. And they do it right there. And instead of chastising them or calling them out on it, the judge repeats the doctored quotation in the opinion.
Did you point that out to her, that she was not only was she dealing with a doctored citation, she was also repeating the lie?
We pointed out the doctored quotation in a filing. We have not yet had a chance to point out to the appellate court that she then repeated the doctored quotation, but that will come in short order.
The Bar Association has to know what a calamity this decision to persecute you is. They have to understand that if they have anything resembling an IQ.
Well, even lawyers on the left side of the aisle have been contacting my attorneys, expressing outrage for two things. One, the fact that this case was brought at all. This is a very serious threat to the rule of law and the ability of controversial clients, controversial in the minds of the elite, that is, to have actual representation. But more importantly, they spent millions of dollars bringing this prosecution against me, and then now they're petitioning to raise their fees because they need more money. So people are pretty angry about that as well.
I think they would call that lawyerly injustice. We'll see if they're quick to right their wrongs. We're talking with John Eastman, great American. We'll be right back in just a moment. Stay with us, please. Folks, you know I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, we need to be prepared. And now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at The Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now The Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with John Eastman, who faces extraordinary evil forces, I'll put it that way, in the state of California, seeking to disbar him, to remove his livelihood, and to deny him due process in any fashion, resembling something that should be fundamental to the American way of life and our judicial system. It is the opposite. This looks like the Soviet judicial system circa 1982, just to pick a year. I mean, John, the frustration, aside from the grievances that you have in terms of money and your time, this has got to be almost beyond your own belief that you're going through this.
It is certainly surreal. Lawyers have an ethical obligation to zealously represent the interests of their client. We have an ethical obligation to pursue every lawful avenue. And you look at Thurgood Marshall, for example, when he pursued getting rid of separate but equal segregation in public schools, that was contrary to longstanding controlling Supreme Court precedent. But the standard for lawyers is to push back against even bad precedent if you think you've got a reasonable or colorable argument to be made for changing the law. The things I was advising on, there was no law interpreting the constitutional provisions we were dealing with. So it wasn't like I was seeking to overturn something. I was giving an interpretation of the Constitution that I remain of the view was correct, but it was certainly an open question. And it would have been unethical for me not to pursue those avenues on behalf of my client. So for doing that, I'm now being charged with what's the phrase they like to use? Moral turpitude. And, I mean, it's just stunning.
That sounds like it could cover a lot of ground, doesn't it?
It certainly covers the conduct of the people that are bringing these charges against me. But the problem is they don't fear the shoe ever being on the other foot. And that means you can abuse power without consequence. And that's a huge problem for the ongoing rule of law in this country.
You know, I see people right now in the Republican Party wrestling with responses to the evil that has been done by the Marxist M's party, whether it is Mark Elias and his lawsuits and all of the stratagems that he's pursued that some would say were just outrageously corrupt and utterly wrong. But whatever you think of him, he's been effective. Now we see the Republicans arguing over early voting. And we know that that goes beyond what was envisioned by the Constitution. It goes beyond anything that I'm aware of that's codified in state election law, or at least up until COVID-19, certainly. And the Republican Party means to go out and get as many early votes as they can because it is the battleground upon which they find themselves fighting. I see it as just wrong. Why not move to the right? And by that I mean go to the law and let it prevail, because therein lies our ultimate protection, whether we're Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative.
The Constitution actually requires election day, not election month or election month and a half. This notion that we can have early voting, we can have mail-in voting, we can have people without any of the guardrail checks on fraud, just gathering as many ballots as they can. All of that throws out the window the notion that the end result actually reflects the consent of the governed. This is bigger than just losing or winning a single election. This is about whether we're going to remain a Republican form of government rooted in the consent of the governed. Because if we don't control our elections, if they are not fair, if they're not honest, we cease to be citizens in a free republic and we become serfs, slaves in a increasingly tyrannical government. These are the stakes. And, people say, why don't you just give up and, they'll leave you alone. I'm not going to hand a tyrannical government or my kids and grandkids have to live under. I happen to have been cast in this role on the forefront to be able to fight against it. And I'm going to fight against it. This is the fight for our time and for our freedom. And anybody that doesn't understand that, get out of the way so the rest of us can engage in this fight.
I couldn't agree with you more. And unfortunately, we have to say that to the Republican National Committee that has decided to advance early voting and to take the battle to the streets rather than to the courts. And I have to say, I am very disappointed in Laura Trump, the co-chair. The new leadership of the RNC is making a tremendous mistake, because those of us who love this country, who are America first, we are MAGA to the bone, and we support Donald Trump, I can't support an unconstitutional act like early voting, whether it comes from the RNC or the DNC.
Well, and the other thing they forget is it's not just early voting, it's early fraudulent voting that the Democrats engaged in. And in 2018 in North Carolina, a former Democrat operative was hired by a Republican and he engaged in illegal ballot harvesting. And so it's now the Republican did it and he was prosecuted and the candidate had to withdraw. If we engage in it in the way they do, which is illegally, our guys will be prosecuted.
John Eastman, and he's getting a sip of water. And while he's doing so, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight, as our fight to save this country has only begun.
OK,
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back now with John Eastman. And John, I have to say, I don't think people understand the conflicts here and the battle that's being waged within the Republican Party itself, because the issue of, one ballot, one approach to voting, that's all we got. One day voting, the Constitution so says. We have allowed it to be sullied and torn to pieces during COVID. That was a huge mistake. We're now replicating it in the Republican Party, it seems to me. Your thoughts?
Well, when we supervised the election in Iraq, people came in on a day, they voted. They were put an indelible ink on their thumb so they couldn't come back later and vote again. We don't have anything remotely like those checks. We don't even, in most places, check your ID to make sure the person you're claiming is actually the person counting the ballot. In Wisconsin in 2020, they have a law that says you have to have a witness who knows you that signs under oath that the person submitting the ballot is the person they claim they are. And you have to put in your name and address if you're the witness under oath. That wasn't done in thousands of ballots, and the county clerks were directed to Google the names and try and doctor the evidence and put in ballots. I mean, that was a check against fraud that they just blew through. Yeah. This has been happening for far too long, and we will lose our ability to control the direction of our government if we don't get a handle on it.
John, do you believe that we can get this corrected in time for the 2024 election? Because the RNC seems hell-bent on doing it. And I wish that every Republican would call into the RNC, their congressional delegations, and tell them, hell no, we're not going down that path come whatever may.
Yeah, no, but you've got to do it on both sides. You can't let one side do ballot harvesting and the other side not.
Right.
I don't think there's time or the spine in the state legislatures to fix this problem before 2024, partly because we've got too many Republicans in name only in those state legislatures that would rather have the Democrats reelected and destroy the country than have Trump reelected. And until those people get over their mean tweet problems with Trump, we're not going to make any headway into correcting illegality in elections.
You know, the mean tweet thing, superior view of Trump is these Lilliputians condescend to the giant of our time politically is hilarious to watch. They're rationalizing their own existence as well as their thought processes. And we really need to move beyond them. The rhinos that make up most of most of the Republican Party, and at least as it's represented in Washington, D.C., they are creating as much damage, tearing asunder this country with this very similar energy to that of the Marxist Dems and their intent to destroy everything that is the American way.
But Lou, they're the smartest people in the room. Just ask them. and they can't imagine that anybody came into office without consulting them. And so therefore, the people that came into office must not know what they're doing, because we didn't ask the likes of Bill Kristol for his advice. Look, this is a problem. They do not understand the dynamic of the war, literally war, that we were in internally in this country. and in either sitting on the sidelines or in joining forces with the left in order to stop this MAGA movement, the outgrowth of the Tea Party movement. I mean, it was the Republicans in Washington that saw the Tea Party rather than the Marxist takeover of the Democrat Party as the bigger threat to this country. And you know, and they know they don't run the party anymore. 90% of the rank and file of this party are not with those idiots that claim to be leaders. And their handle on power is about to end, and they're reacting very badly.
Yeah, there is obviously you can see an upwelling of remorse already that we will lose the services of Mitt Romney in January of 2025. John, I want to just say that I think that you talk about the war. You're on the point right now, and we are wishing you all of the best in your endeavors to overcome what is totalitarianism, an expression of ignorance on the part of the California Bar Association. I can't imagine why any self-respecting, talented attorney in the state of California is not ashamed of their Bar Association and of their profession right now in the state of California. You get to put forward your concluding thoughts today. We appreciate you being with us, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And, you know, people should go to my website, givesendgo.com/Eastman. I've posted updates there that people can also donate to help or send prayers. I also use it as a site to post updates. And the latest update has a link to articles by my kids and by my wife that are just worth reading so that they can understand what the truth of what's going on is. And I encourage people to do that.
But we'll not only make that point here on the Great America Show, we'll do it on television. We'll do it on all our the platforms we're blessed to be on. But we'll also be spreading it all over social media as well. Yours is a battle that's so important. And thanks for making sure that we're being informed as you take every day in stride and move toward, we hope, imminent victory over these louts. I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you very much, on
short notice. John Eastman, thanks so much. Great America.
Thanks very much, Luke. Take care.
Thank you. John Eastman, he is a great American. He is in a battle for his livelihood, for his country, and for ours. It is truly that important that he prevail against the corrupt, the politically corrupt California Bar Association. You cannot imagine the lawfare that is going on against so many attorneys who have defended Donald Trump, who are defending the conservative tenets, who are defending this great nation. So understand, we're in a battle that we have to win. And by the way, that includes right up to and through and beyond November 5th. What is that we call it? Oh, yes, it's Election Day, but Donald Trump has also called it Christian Visibility Day, and that works for me. I hope for you as well. Thanks so much for being with us. God bless you.